go to heaven. And guess what happened? He did this. He went to the doctor the next day or the 2 days later, before they sent him away to the hospice. And what did the doctor say? The cancer miraculously is gone. No trace of it, as if it never even existed. Are you out of your mind, young man? I'm not out of my mind. This is the Blessed Mother. All right. Now, let me just give you a little bit of history here. In 1830, Our Lady appears with the miraculous medal talking about the Immaculate Conception. In 1840, we have the green scapular with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. And in 1854, we have what? The dogma proclaimed that the Immaculate Conception is a dogma of the faith that must be believed by all Catholics, lest they be called heretics and anathematized. All right, and what else do we have? 4 years later, Our Lady appears as Saint Bernadette Soubirous in Lourdes, France. What does she say there? She says, I am the Immaculate Conception. Pray the rosary and do penance for sinners. So, if you would like to obtain a green scapular for free, I've never used this website. Normally, I obtain my green scapulars from olrl.org, Our Lady of the Rosary Library.org, and you can buy them and get them in bulk there. They're a little bit cheapy, but if you need to get a lot of them because you know a lot of people, and they have little pamphlets that come with them, they're really, 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 really cheap there. I get these traditionally at a Catholic bookstore, and they come in little plastic packages with a string. You can get them there. They're about $2 if you get the ones with plastic. Okay. Like I was saying, you can get for free. I've never been to this website before. I've never used it. I cannot vouch for anything that they say on there, although I just looked at it briefly and it looks legit. Greenscapular.org. Greenscapular.org. They will mail you a free green scapular. And they had something called like green scapular kits that you write the people's names on the scapular and all that. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But you can look it up. This is up to you, okay? Now, second thing I wanted to mention. So, we're about to enter into the three holiest days of the year. All right. Think about this. How did St. Luke know that Mary was pondering things in her heart? Like, in the Gospel of Luke, it says, they found Jesus in the temple. Mary did not understand. Joseph did not understand. And she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. How did he know that? How did the Gospel authors, except for John, know what happened during the Passion of Jesus? Remember, all the apostles abandoned Jesus except for John. And the Blessed Mother was there too. What am I getting at? That the accounts that we have of the Passion, a lot of what happens in the Gospel when, the apostles weren't present except for a very few of them, especially during the Passion, we only know about those things because who must have reiterated it? Who told Luke that Mary was pondering these things in her heart? The Blessed Mother must have done it. How would St. Luke have known what was going on in the mind of the Blessed Mother unless the Blessed Mother expressed this to somebody? So, what am I getting at? I'm getting at these next 3 days, the most holiest days of the year that are coming upon us. Spend your time looking at these days, reflecting upon the Passion of our Lord from the perspective of the Blessed Mother, especially as we do the Good Friday, the Easter Vigil. Imagine these events through the eyes of the Blessed Mother. When you're there at the Mass, in the Holy Thursday Mass, you think about what's going on. What would the Blessed Mother, what was she thinking when this was going on? What is she thinking now? And just ponder these things in your heart. Because she is, her soul, a magnifying glass. Her soul magnifies the Lord. So by looking at things through her, through the lens of the eyes of Mary, through the heart of Mary, loving Jesus with the heart of Mary, what happens? We get a magnified view of the Lord. If you look at the tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the tilma of Juan Diego, Our Lady has her hands bound. I had never noticed this until recently. Somebody pointed it out to me. Their lady had her hands bound, and that's a symbol of what? That she's a slave. When somebody has their hands bound together, I can't do it, both hands are clasped together. What is that a symbol? A symbol of that she's somebody's slave. Now, at the same time, right beneath her little black sash that indicates that she's pregnant, there's a flower there that has a circle and four petals. In the Aztec culture, the circle and then the four petals, and that's the only flower on her entire vestiture that has the flower with only four petals. There are other flowers with many petals, but not just the four. In the Aztec culture, this represented the center of the universe. This was their symbol for the center of the universe. So where is this flower at? It's right at her womb. All right, and then also, what do we see? Our lady is dressed like a royalty. She's got these fine garments on with gold, with furry cuffs on her sleeves, right? And this is a symbol that what? That she is a queen. And the Aztecs, their symbol for their serpent god that they were sacrificing all these babies to was what? The moon. And she's standing on the moon like she crushes the head of the serpent. You get what I'm saying? So there, she is showing that this bound slave, this slave of who? Obviously, the slave of the Lord. This queen is also a slave. This queen is also a slave, bears within her the king of the universe, the center of the universe. And this queen, who's a bound slave, who's offered herself as a slave to God, not only bears the center of the universe within her, but she is crushing this Aztec god that they are sacrificing their babies to. And not only that, but these babies are sanctified. They are what? Being shown that this womb is of life, and it is not good to kill life. So why am I bringing this up? Because I've been talking a lot about the Blessed Mother in this video, and it's important to remember that what is she directing us towards? She's directing us towards holy slavery, to offer our entire life to God as a slave. Not as a slave like Satan makes you a slave to your sins, but no, we will have the freedom to give ourselves over to the will of God and to bind ourselves to them. That's why I'm wearing the rosary on my wrist. You see this rosary there on my wrist? And then I have another rosary, sorry about that, on this wrist, right here. See that? And I have them on both wrists. Why? Yes, it's a sign of me being bound to the Blessed Mother. This is her little chain around me. Like, I go wherever she goes. Kind of like those kids who have a leash on their hands or on their necks. I don't know if they're on their necks. And they follow their mommy wherever they go. Well, guess what? I go wherever the Blessed Mother drags me. And I also know that if I get too far, she'll pull me back by the chain on my wrist. And I have it on both wrists. Why? As a reminder that my hands are clasped together in prayer. Because I am a servant of the Lord. I am His slave. And may He correct me every time I fall. And may I acknowledge my faults. But this is not a bad idea for us to consider. That Our Lady is calling us only to what? To slavery of God. Holy obedience. Okay, now may all God bless us. May Almighty God bless us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we help of Christians pray for us.